News Radio 700 WLW.
So I found this interesting. I hope you did too. Obviously, the Super Bowl is next weekend. Obviously, there will be a lot of Super Bowl parties. Obviously, you want to make your party the party. You may want to get a hold of a company in Illinois. This is a company called, I want to make sure I get it right. It looks like it's Cresco Labs. And they make buffalo wing sauce. But their buffalo wing sauce is not just any buffalo wing sauce. You're saying, Ken, it's hot, right? No, it may be, but could be mild. Could be just kind of moderate. What makes their wing sauce so good is it is THC-infused buffalo wing sauce. You can order about a 10-ounce jar of this stuff, this wing sauce. It contains 100 milligrams of THC. It's called THC Buffalo Wing Sauce. They figure you can get 20 to 24 wings coated with this 10-ounce jar. Now, you might want to order three or four of those jars for the party, depending on the size of your grouping. But apparently, this is all the rage, and some other cannabis-infused treats are also ready to rear their cannabis-infused heads when the Chiefs take on the 49ers. Now, as you know, when it comes to all things cannabis, there's only one man I turn to. This is a man whom you might say has a little bit of experience with cannabis. He is an outspoken advocate for the marijuana industry, and he is the host of a TV show and podcast called Weed and Whiskey. You're saying, wait a minute, Willie Nelson? No, it's the J-Man, it's Jerry Joyner. And he joins us again to talk about this hot sauce. Jerry, how are you on this glorious Saturday?
Ken, if I was doing any better, I think I'd need a twin brother. Life's real good.
This THC-infused buffalo wing sauce. Now, are you a wing sauce fan? Are you a wings fan, Jerry?
Well, I kind of am a little bit, Ken. I got a good friend who was born in Canton, Ohio, of all places, that knows a little bit about wings. His name's Antonio Swad. He's the founder of Wingstop. So I reached out to Antonio and said, hey, Antonio, give me a few talking points that I can have with Ken. He said the average person eats 10 wings. And so if you ate 10 of these infused wings, Ken, I'm telling you, you're going to be zonked out of your mind.
You're not going to care who wins
the game. Even J-Man, I wouldn't eat that many of those rings. So folks out there, make sure if you're going to have these infused wings, put them on a separate platter. Yeah. We get excited at a ball game. Next thing you know, you're grabbing another wing, and you're going to be zonked out of your mind. I think people got to use a lot of caution with this, Ken. And I'm a big marijuana advocate.
Now, it says that they start this recipe with fresh, frozen flour. It's squeezed and pressed into an oil and then mixed with this buffalo sauce that is made by 5050 Restaurant. It's in Wicker Park. I guess it's in Illinois. But the fact is, you can't taste the THC. It's odorless. It's tasteless. So if you don't put them on a separate platter, you might have grandma up on the ceiling by the second quarter.
Absolutely. You've got to make sure to keep our young folks. Let's not let, don't take a puff till you're old enough is what we kind of preach over at Weed and Whiskey. And it's the same thing with eating those wings. We don't want a young child or a teenager getting into those because, especially being a food product. So use caution with this, folks. And if you want to try it, like I said, just try one of the wings. Antonio shared with me that consistency of the coating is real important also, Ken. Ooh. So we don't want one wing that's got way more sauce on it than another because that could cause you to have a lot more of the THC. Right. He says you have to roll the bowl. One of the things they did at Wingstop is there's a technique where they roll this bowl to evenly coat those. So, and I said, Antonio, I'm talking about marijuana. That we're not smoking it. That's not that kind of bowl.
Yeah.
Well, we make sure, folks, that it's consistently coated too.
Right. You don't want everybody at a party that they're on separate levels of highs. If you got somebody that's on separate level of highs, I mean, then everybody's not talking the same language at these parties. So everybody's got to be on the same level here.
And we know at the Super Bowl party that a lot of people enjoy having an adult beverage. And so mixing the combination of those is very important. Also making sure what kind of medication that you may be taking, that makes sure if it does work well with THC or not. Apple has now put that on their health part of their app, which I thought was really creative for them. where you can now say, oh, I was going to try some THC products, but I'm on this medicine, could I have a worse reverse action or something? Because we got 70% of Americans that think adult use should be legal. Y'all passed that there in Ohio not too long ago.
Mm-hmm. I remember I was there for that election. I know it went down. Now, I think it's legal in like half the country now, right? Legal weed?
You've got 40 states that medically it's available. We've got 24 states, if you're of age, 21 or older, adult use is available. And here in Texas and in Minnesota, these beverages, Ken, these THC drinks, seltzers, tonics, whatever you'd like to call them, they are popping up in all the specs and the totals. So people are now drinking weed.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at some of these recipes here that are available for Super Bowl parties that involve weed. Cannabis buffalo chicken wings, you know, we talked about that. Weed-infused nachos, cannabis-infused queso, cannabis-infused hummus, and easy cannabis cookie chocolate chip cookies. The cannabis-infused nachos are interesting. Apparently, I've never tried this. Perhaps you have. I don't know. Do you use cannabis on any of the stuff you eat, like you put it on hamburgers or anything?
You know, Ken, I've tried a little bit of these things. I was an old school smoker, and I've recently, because I've gotten older, I'm doing the gummies a little bit more. While I've tried these things, I'm still reluctant, especially if it's a home recipe, somebody that's cooking these things. Not that I'm not trusting those folks, but you need to make sure these dosages are dialed in. So that's why I suggest the gummies or the drinks if you're new to THC and you want to try these, try something that we know exactly what that dosage is. It's got a certificate of analysis, because like in that movie Casino, we don't want the blueberry muffin that's full of blueberries and it being THC and one that doesn't have any, right? So be cautious with that as you're enjoying the Super Bowl. And a lot of folks now are doing this. Y'all are close enough. Y'all could go get that sauce.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah, I mean, it's in Wicker Park, Illinois. I was just asking about these recipes, because there's one here for tortilla chips, nachos, and apparently you take 1 to 3 grams of weed, and you bake them into the nachos, and then you make the salsa and the shredded cheese, and you blend it all on top. But you're saying, if you get into these home recipes, it could be dangerous, because you don't necessarily make them the way it would have been made, like in a restaurant, if they ever had something like that. I mean, home recipes, kind of like a still out back, probably don't work as well as going to a bar and getting a beer.
You're going to a bar or to a dispensary there in Ohio. Y'all got medical dispensaries that Governor DeWine's trying to allow to start to sell the recreational products in the near future. But they have what they call a tincture. It's a little bottle. It's a little eyedropper, and you've got a controlled dose there that you could put into your food. The old school methodology is to just bake the cannabis in there, and it doesn't taste very good, in my opinion. So then you can make what they call canna butter, Ken, where you're taking the cannabis, you're decarboxylating it with some butter, and then you're using that butter to make your cookies or your cake or what might be.
But Jerry, what did I just do with a box? With a box? You said I did something with a box. I deboxed something? What was that?
Oh, yeah. You decarboxylate it.
Okay.
That's why people get that high effect so quickly when they smoke it, Ken. The flower, when you heat it up, it gets to 140 to 210 degrees, and it's a scientific process called decarboxylation. That's a big word for J-Man, okay?
That's a big word
if you just ate some weed, it's not really going to get you high. It'll probably make you sick. So you've got to get it to that temperature to where it would do that. So the reason people like to smoke it and get the quick effect is it does that instantly. The drinks takes about 10 minutes for these to feel the onset. Mm-hmm. But with the edibles, Ken, again, that word of caution, it could be anywhere from 30 minutes to 2 hours before the onset of the psychotropic effect of the THC comes on board. So you could be on the way home from the game
The
stuff kick in. Yeah, so you got to be really cautious. We don't want to hear any of those bad stories. If you do that, make sure you got an Uber or somebody that's driving you. Don't eat some wings and then and risk that. So
now, Jerry, I got to ask you this, because the last time I had you on the show, a lot of people asked me about you, and they wanted to know if you're high all the time, if you're just like a THC and you're just like Cheech and Chong all the time. I can't believe you are, because you don't sound like you're high right now.
Well, I just had a gummy a few minutes ago, Ken. We all have an endocannabinoid system.
Oh, and, okay, wait a minute. What do I have now? I just got out of a box. What do I have now?
Yeah. Endocannabinoid system. All mammals have this system that regulates CBD or THC within your body. So some people are more susceptible to others of how it affects them, because I've been doing it so long. It takes more for me to start to feel that effect of kind of being high. Okay. I don't really feel high because I've always got a steady flow of the THC into my system. And if I take a week off and I eat a gummy or I take a puff off a joint, I certainly feel different than I do on a daily basis, but I do. And I'm not saying that's for everybody, Ken. It is a crutch. My wife says it makes me a friendlier, nicer person. So I'll go with her comment.
You know, that's kind of like a guy saying I got to have a beer every day, though, right? If I don't have a beer every day, the day I don't have a beer, I'm not a nice person, right?
Well, you know, I know how you feel. I felt the same way. And what I found is alcohol is toxic to the body. The THC and the CBD products are not toxic to the body. They're not a poison that you're putting in, whereas the alcohol is. And I got weed and whiskey, and occasionally I'll enjoy a whiskey now and then, you know. Willie sings about whiskey all the time, but he doesn't drink it anymore. He'll drink a little wine, and he doesn't really smoke the flower anymore. He eats the gummies, or his wife makes him some edibles.
Wow, I didn't know that. Well, Willie's like 92, right? I think
he'd be 91 this April. He'll be 91.
I know he doesn't sing much anymore either. He's like up there on a stool when they're in concert. Every so often, he'll sing like a line or two from a song, but. Look, maybe
Well, he's down to about 70 live shows a year.
Yeah.
You know, Willie used to do 200 live shows, but he is, because of his age, he's just doing a limited set, and he's sitting on his stool, and he's got his boys Micah and Lucas out there with him. But you know, he's still touring, and most of the time his voice still sounds pretty good. We'll see him. We'll see him here in March at the Luck Reunion. It's in Willie's backyard.
Yeah, you sound like you know him. Do you know Willie Nelson?
Well, yeah, I know him. It's not like he's gonna call me every 15 minutes. But we're part of his Luck Reunion. It's something's been going on for 12 years. It's down in his backyard, and weed and whiskey actually manifested there. We were down there for as citizens, and my birthday's 420. They found that out and said, "Jeez, you're passionate about this, Jay, man. You ought to do something about it." And then I got Weed Whiskey TV. So thank you, Willie. Thank you, Shep Gordon. It's the way the stars lined up for me.
Now, he's doing what in March? He's doing it like in his backyard. He's doing a concert. Is that open to the public?
Yeah. In Spicewood, it's called the Luck Reunion, and it's about 25 different bands that will play. It's an all day long concert, and you can see Willie's house up on the top of the hill. It's actually the set of the Redheaded Stranger, that movie that they did. They kept the movie set, and we've been having different kind of events and functions down there for quite some time, but 12 years ago they formed what they called the Luck Reunion, and it's during South by Southwest, which is a big music event, it's not part of that. That's kind of Willie's Outlaw kind of thing. So
yeah. So now, J-Man, we're talking with Jerry Joyner. He's the host of Weed and Whiskey, and we were talking about this buffalo wing sauce, 10 ounces of it, 100 milligrams of THC. You can put your wings in it, but he's cautioning, you know, these home remedies are not always the best thing right here. But J-Man, I got to ask you a question. What do you envision for this country with regards to weed? Let's just go 10 years from now. How many states do you think it will be legal? And where do you think the next frontier is for weed?
Well, Ken, I think that within 10 years or less, we'll see not just this rescheduling that they're talking about, going from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3, but to legalize, to decriminalize. They've decriminalized in many places, but to make it legal. And the reason I think this is so important for our country, we're selling billions of dollars of cannabis. Michigan said $3 billion. Illinois, $1.5 billion. They're estimating $1 billion for y'all once you're getting up and running. Those numbers are the legal marijuana cannabis sales. We're still experiencing 75% of all the sales in America are in the legacy or the black market, which is really risky, especially now we've got gummies and edibles. And, you know, when it's just the flower, just the pot that we normally think of, it's less hard for that to be adulterated in some fashion. But there's bad actors out there. And if we eliminated the black market, so everything's regulated, we know what that dosage is, and then we'll have scientists doing a lot more research. This is going to blow your mind, Ken.
Yeah.
They have something called THCV, okay? This is a new strain of the THC that they've isolated, and it's an appetite suppressant. Now, come on. You smoke weed to get the munchies. Now they got one that'll make you not be hungry. How about that?
I'll tell you something now. That could be a whole new thing. You know, instead of, you know, going with Nutrifast and all that, you just light one up.
Or Ozempic or whatever that thing people are shooting in themselves and getting sick, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I hope that's what we see, that this plant has a tremendous amount of uses both for our health, our wellness, our recreation, and then in our industry. You know, they're building homes out of hemp now. They've got machines that are taking hemp, building homes out of it. A guy sent me a piece of it was an ashtray, and it looks like it's glass. It's actually made out of the hemp fibers.
Unbelievable. Now, I'll tell you something. I've
think 10 years in the future, I think this November, we'll see a lot about cannabis with the politicians in the election.
Right. And more Super Bowl parties for the hot wing sauce. I'll give you a topic for your show here. Give me a topic for your show, because you've been so good to me on my show. You got to do this topic. The one thing that I think would make weed more palatable is that if it doesn't smell like a skunk all the time, is there any way to get that stink out where when somebody's blowing a doobie and they walk by you, it smells like that they have a skunk down their pants? Is there any way that you can fix that or use that as a topic to get someone to address that?
I will, and I will tell people when I do that on the show that my friend Ken Brew asked me to do this out of Ohio. And so I'll give your audience a little tidbit. You know, vaping in many instances doesn't have that pungent odor that we associate with marijuana. But I'm not a proponent of vaping. I don't think that's good for folks. And you know, that's a big reason on these cruise ships, that because of the smell, that, you know, some people like it, some people don't. I used to smoke cigarettes, Ken, for 37 years, and I quit.
Yeah.
And a few years after that, we were in line, and I said to my wife, I said, boy, that person sure doesn't smell very well. She said, that's what you used to smell like.
Well,
and I still kissed you.
Yeah.
And I said, well, thank you, honey, for putting up with me and doing that. But we don't want to offend people with that. And that is a problem with the smoking of it, Ken, is that it is a pungent odor, and it's not as attractive as for people that don't want to be around it.
No. I mean, I'd rather be around somebody that has flatulence than be around somebody that smells. I mean, Jay, man, when is your next podcast out? Weed and Whiskey. When will that be out?
Well, we just had one that dropped yesterday on Friday. We drop a new episode every Friday at 4:20 in honor of my birthday, because I was born on April the 20th.
Yeah. And this is at weedandwhiskey.tv, right?
Weedandwhiskey.tv, or you can go to Roku, Spotify, YouTube. We're all over the place.
You're unbelievable. And you can find him at IamJMan.com. IamJMan.com. Well, listen, I don't know who you're rooting for next week. Maybe, you know, a couple of edibles, maybe some of this hot wing sauce. Who knows? You might even not know there's a game next Sunday. But this is interesting, and I think this is only going to get bigger now as we go past all of these elections that come up. You know, 20 states, I don't know how many states now, 24 states have it recreationally.
24 states.
Yeah, okay. So by the time we hit like 30 or 35, you know, there's just going to be Super Bowl weed parties all over. Maybe the players will be on weed and actually play the game on weed. You know, a lot of players smoke weed after a game to, you know, for injuries. Maybe they'll play the game on weed one day. You never know.
Yeah, Ricky Williams, the Heisman Trophy winner, has a brand of cannabis, Ken, that promotes pregame, during game, and after game. So it'll come around soon. So thanks for having me on today, buddy.
Yeah, you're in some of these cities like, you know, Phoenix or someplace where your team is absolutely horrible. That might be something you want to do while you watch them play. Jay, man, you stay well. We need to hear your voice, okay?
Thanks, buddy. Anytime.